Two acknowledged masters of the cinema have movies opening this week, Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar and Irish director Neil Jordan. Almodóvar's I'm So Excited is an ensemble comedy set on an airplane with mechanical problems. And Jordan's Byzantium, which is in theaters and also available on demand, centers on a pair of traveling English vampires. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The decade of the 1980s, when major corporations made their presence more felt in Hollywood, was for all kinds of reasons a low point in American moviegoing. But two beacons abroad, Pedro Almodóvar and Neil Jordan, reminded us with movies like Law of Desire, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, and Mona Lisa, how films could be personal and still reach a large, or large-ish, audience. 30 years later, we have Almodóvar's I'm So Excited and Jordan's Byzantium, and these directors are still shining a light. In recent interviews, Almodóvar, ironically, laments the passing of the 80s, but for reasons unique to Spain. General Franco, with his institutionalized fascism, was dead, still dead, as Chevy Chase used to say, and there was an explosion of hedonistic art. But Almodóvar thinks his country has become more culturally repressive, which is his underlying theme in his comedy I'm So Excited. The movie is about how over-controlled people act out and become truly themselves when crisis hits. The crisis is in a plane that departs Madrid from Mexico City. The landing gear has been compromised thanks to a mishap involving two very famous actors who've appeared in other Almodóvar films. I won't spoil it. As the plane circles for hours in preparation for a hard landing, three flamboyantly gay male flight attendants drug the, quote, savages in economy class to keep them calm and then slam down tequilas. In First Class, an ensemble of very witty performers, many frequent Almodóvar collaborators, gradually let their dirty laundry hang out. The characters we follow are a star actor, some newlyweds, a possible hitman, and most memorably, Cecilia Roth as an ex-porn performer and Lola Dueñas as a virginal psychic with her eye on a hunky sleeping passenger. One pilot is very possibly gay, but closeted. The other says he's, quote, hetero, but unhappily married. In a delightfully convoluted sequence, the famous actor makes contact, his phone calls somehow tied into the plane's PA system, with two ex-girlfriends on the ground, one suicidal, the other played by Blanca Suarez, who's finally broken free of his spell. Those convolutions are what keep you laughing. And eventually, as high as that plane, blissed out by the Candyland colors and the music by Alberto Iglesias that mixes melodramatic strings like something out of the old disaster movie Airport and a noodling clarinet. That campiness is full of emotion. Almodóvar is so fluid that he doesn't seem to make movies anymore, only to dream them aloud. The Irish fabulist Neil Jordan is equally on top of his game. 2 decades after his uneven interview with a vampire, he's back with Bloodsuckers, this time female, in Byzantium. Saoirse Ronan plays Eleanor, a young-looking but very old nomadic vampire who travels with her Cockney guardian Clara, played by Gemma Arterton. Clara is bent on secrecy, on keeping the pair's rapacious private lives private. But Eleanor feels a deep need to tell her story to the world. She tries only to drink the blood of the sick and elderly, who receive her gratefully as an angel of deliverance, as in an early scene with Barry Casson as an old man.
There comes a time in life when secrets should be told. You've got secrets, haven't you? There was a story told when I was a boy about the Niav Morav, the revenants. Neither dead nor alive. The priests used to tell it to frighten us.
Do My name is Eleanor Webb.
Eleanor Webb? I am ready.
Are you sure?
I spent quite enough time here. Believe me.
Teenage Saoirse Ronan makes the perfect vampire, her face as austere as a death mask, but her incandescent blue-gray eyes signaling the soul beneath. Jordan and writer Moira Buffini weave stories within stories. Every vampire has a tale to tell. An extended excerpt seen on TV from an old Hammer film, Dracula, Prince of Darkness, clues you into the movie's revisionist theme. In that picture, monks hammer an enormous stake through the heart of a writhing, nightgown-clad female vampire, an obvious metaphor for women being punished for carnal desire. But the females in Byzantium assert their right to indulge. The movie is gorgeous, poetic, the lyricism actually heightened by harsh jets of gore. As usual in Neil Jordan's films, romanticism wins the day, or the night, which might be unsatisfying to some horror fans hoping for a blowout climactic bloodbath. But for most of us, these female vampires bestow the kiss of life.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.